that's pretty accurate reporting.
What can NASA do, or what potential is there for NASA to rediscover that can-do attitude, if you like?
On the first hand, the first task that has to be undertaken successfully at NASA today is to repair its program and financial management systems. And I think that, that's one of the reasons why Sean O'Keefe was selected out of the Office of Management and Budget to become the new NASA administrator. We'll see how well he does. Only time will tell. But there is no question that the overall management system of NASA is not what it was at the peak of the Apollo program. In fact, you also have to realize that we didn't get it right the first time in Apollo either. And what brought that to our attention, tragically, was the fire at the Cape that killed Gus Grissom and his crew on the Apollo 1 craft. But with that lesson learned and with extraordinarily competent managers coming to the fore after that, and then this extreme level of motivation we had with everybody to make this thing work, we did learn the discipline and the competency necessary to manage a deep space program. Now, obviously, nearer space now is routine enough that you can get away with a lot of slips and a lot of problems and still have a nearer space program. But deep space is still relatively unforgiving. It's going to take a very, very disciplined management team. It's going to take a lot of highly motivated young people to put us back into deep space. And it really is an unknown right now whether the circumstances will come together by which the United States or some group of countries will get together and be able to decide now is the time for a sustained commitment to go back into deep space. And that's the key, is that sustained commitment. And governments have a hard time with that. And that's one of the reasons why I think maybe an alternative, particularly since there are potential commercial resources on the moon, is to undertake that sustained commitment through investor capital rather than depending on the availability of taxpayer capital, which is controlled much more by politics.
This is something we'll pick up after the break once your stake sambar arrives. Another question here?
Jumping on the topic of motivation, what was it that inspired you? Was there any moment where you just couldn't say that I'd be an astronaut?
My case, in one way or another, was probably the same as essentially all the other Apollo astronauts, some 75 of us that were active during Apollo, in that we were accidents. We happened to be at the right place with the right time with the right mix of skills as well as motivation to volunteer to become astronauts. Most had come out of the military, but not all. You just have to remember that. Subsequently, as I indicated with the selection of the third group of scientist astronauts, these people, 13 years after I was selected, had career planned to become astronauts. They're a very, very different generation of people. I didn't career plan to be an astronaut. The first time I ever even remotely thought a significant thought about space was in October 1957, like so many of my generation. I hope you've all seen the movie October Skies. I don't know what it would be called over here. Rocket Boys or October Skies or something. It's a good dramatization of what went on throughout the United States and probably throughout the world with the launch of the first artificial satellite of the Earth. It stimulated an awful lot of thought and activity. I happened to be a Fulbright student in Norway at the time. And I heard about it over the Voice of America out in the farm country of Western Norway. And I guess I realized something significant happened, but I didn't. It wasn't until a couple weeks later that I began to interact again with the international student community at the University of Oslo that I realized how significant an event that had been historically and for the future. And I began then to follow space issues far more carefully, but not with the thought I would ever get into space. It wasn't until, literally, that NASA and the National Academy of Sciences in the United States asked for volunteers that I thought about 10 seconds and raised my hand. It just seemed like the right thing to do.
That long, huh?
And I would regret not doing it if people actually did end up landing on the moon. And I had an opportunity to volunteer to do it myself.